think I will start with where Nikolai left it. Is the same, the main aspect of my going forth at the moment, which is still alive, is being here at Padmaloka. And for me, there are just a few elements going forth from what and to what. I think before coming to Padmaloka, I was in France working in my neat, comfortable life, working as a scientist, having a good job, being well paid, engaged with a French sangha, going at the Paris Buddhist Center three evening a night. I just moved in Paris to be closer to the sangha. I was doing a lot of coming and going to my job, to our kind of connection. But I was really happy to set up my life in Paris. But I was still frustrated because most of my energy were going to work. And science was great. I like to think, and I spend a lot of time with computers. But it was mostly about talking, having different opinions about dead matter. It's a bit harsh to say, but it was just kind of what was the real impact of what I was doing was very small. I've been through already then a series of going forth, and I went 2 years in Africa working with people, for people, trying to make a change in their life. And that flame of working to benefit people was really missing, and I was finding it in the Buddhist center. So coming to Padma, I was there in a struggle, wanting to do something else, but without any outlet. I came about to ask for ordination just to try to become a teacher. It was my new career, becoming a teacher of the Dharma. And who was teaching the Dharma? All the members. So it was very kind of self-centered project. Just I will become a teacher. It will be my living. And I went to Padmaloka, and then there I had my kind of fourth sight, a mix of Padmavajra. I was in his group, and he said something about, he was celebrating his birthday, 50, I don't know, something. And he said something about, if I had to live my life again, I would do it again. And I'm really kind of, he was confident in what he was doing and really wanted to share that and keep doing that. And that's, you know, I was really impressed by that. I would like to have that quality, working with others in a big project, the Padmaloka project. And then I was in a room with Arya Bandhu, which then was still a mitra, sharing a room with him. And I discovered that he was living at Padmaloka. And it was really the foresight. How come he lives in Padmaloka? He's just a mitra. There was, at that time, mostly all the members on the community, only Sanghanista. Then it was not Sanghanista. Jonathan was working in the kitchen. But in my mind, I said, well, all the members don't want to cook, so they put a little mitra there. But otherwise, the true people are all the members. You can't really be a mitra. And just having a chat with Arya Bandhu then, just, I want to do it. It just, there's no way I can't do that. If he can do it, I will do it. And I went to a phase of what I call fanatic Buddhism. It was really something, I found my goal at last, and I went for it. It's really going forth was really the word, going for it. And now, reflecting back, I was a bit reckless. A week after my retreat, I wrote to my parents, that's what I want to do with my life. I love you very much. Thank you. I'm doing that. And I wasn't able to really listen to them. And I still have to cope for the reaction, trying to keep to reassure them that I really love them and I want still to stay connected, but I want to do my own thing. But at that time, I didn't care. My work, 2 weeks after, I sent my resignation letter. People were really surprisingly supportive in my work because they had also a taste of a spirituality in their life, very different from Buddhism, but it was interesting to do that. And I engaged with the Padmaloka process of them to know me and me to discover what it is. And there was no guarantee, but six months later, I went and came to Padmaloka. Everything worked out. Thankfully, I don't know what I will be doing, but I'm really grateful for that. But I didn't know what I was going for. I'm going in a foreign country, in a different language, physically away from my family, which was my life, my kind of emotional life, away from career, away from money, and living and working with other people. That's the most challenging bit. Community is about living and working with other people. It sounds okay, it's nice. But I've been so used to live on my own, do my own thing, being the top of my own little world. Sharing and creating a world together is the strongest element of going forth living here. So that's a kind of living at Padma Loka, kind of going forth story. The other one is a bit more recent, is becoming an order member. Is another kind of going forth. And it's encouraged to, I think for me, I really engage in that myth. There is a 4-month retreat at Gukya Loka. It's a retreat center in Spain. And I really took seriously that I was living that life, living my old name, to become somebody else. And I make the choice to see everybody, sort my life out and say goodbye to everybody and then move on. But again, I didn't know what I was looking for. I know it was a positive thing to do. I've seen people, all the members, really flourishing. People I really want to be like. But it, how it manifested is, for example, the foresight for me was something. Was Sadaloka. Sadaloka is my private preceptor, but he wasn't the person I was relating to as a preceptor before. I really like, for those who know, Padmavajra, kind of extroverted, giving strong talk, faith, engaging with people, really a kind of network person. That was the kind of the shiny aspect of the spiritual life I wanted. But living here, I discovered kind of the jewel of Sadaloka. Sadaloka means the light of faith. And he's basically almost a spiritual I don't have the expression in English. Somebody is doing his job quietly, with a very kind mind, a very steady, and taking a huge lot of responsibility without showing it. He's moving soon away from Padmaloka after 18 years, and there's all his life here, his team, his friend, his family, and he's moving to Adishtana to become the chairman of a public preceptor college. It's one of the kind of body of people who basically give a direction to the order. He's 64, and it's another going forth at his age. I'm really impressed by the fact that that's needed. That's not what he kind of particularly likes personally, but the movement needs him, and he can do it. He has the good quality, and he goes for it. And it's this service, the kind of a man of service that I want to become, more the kind of, is this kind of inner sense of worth rather than the extroverted. You know, both are really good, but that's really what inspired me in becoming an order member and going forth from another way. Just so that was for Sadaloka. Another point I really like to emphasize on becoming an order member is we have the Kesa, so we think it's something definite, but it's not. The ordination in Triyatna is quite bizarre. It's nor monk nor lay. We don't fit into any category. Even in my family, when you talk to people, they just want to know what you are doing. And it's very difficult to express. And it's a kind of going forth. You're going forth from the nice way of presenting yourself with a kind of a name. You have to almost show yourself and help people discover what could be or what is an order member. And it's a committed life. Nowadays, I don't have time to go into detail, but committing our life to go for refuge in the Three Jewels, putting that at the center of our life, it's very challenging. Most of the center of life of people is career, family, children, and the Three Refuges, in comparison, seems to be selfish. It's the most unselfish way to do things in some ways. But last time I communicated with somebody, I said, I want to commit myself. I don't want a family. I don't want children. And then I said, oh, that's very selfish. Just yes, but it's another kind of relating to other beings, which is not immediate and not very easily understandable. So trying to discover that for oneself, not having any templates except the one of other order members. Each of them doing their own thing is a good challenge, and it's a going forth to discovering what I am or what I could be. So that's Padmaloka, order member. What I want to conclude with, I want to evoke two things that Nikolai evoked a bit. There is the big story of going forth where, for example, I've decided to move to Padmaloka, so it seems a very willful kind of, there is a lot of self-power energy in going forth. But there is being at Padmaloka, living at Padmaloka was more a receptive aspect. There is a lot happening beyond the stage that I am not doing it. And becoming becoming part of the Padmaloka community was little by little helping me going away from feeling I am special. I remember a young men retreat here at Padmaloka where I had a foresight, and the foresight was very unusual. Sometimes we think foresight should be, you know, a Gandalf or kind of something big, kind of where it's written foresight. But sometimes it's just a newcomer. And it was two newcomers, if you know them, Lee and Nathan, which are kind of quite big, strong guy. And I was very wary of them. I was struggling with anger myself. At the end of the study group, one of the study group, we end up sharing, and I was very shamefully kind of expressing a bit of anger, and they shared their path, their journey with anger. And I realized there's no difference. There's a really strong connection. The foresight is really something which kind of shift my perspective of things. It's not that I had to do something else. It's living at Padmaloka, engaging with people. There is a click that kind of actualized something. And since then, I think it was my real beginning to engage in the ordination process on a kind of, a less self-concerned way. And that's, it's still my working ground. Going forth from being special to being human and engaging with people as they are. Time up, I think. There's a lot of things. Conclusion. Going forth for me, the more you look at it, and I think I invite you later to reflect on that during the meditation and discuss that in the discussion cafe. But it's not something done in the past or a plan for the future. It's really an attitude to the present, a kind of a way that can help to make sense and give sense to the impermanent flow of our experience. Going forth is the creative man in action. Otherwise, we just stagnate. For me, going forth is an expression of the creative mind. That's what is alive at the moment. Thank you.